So what brings you out today? Why is this such a good cause?
Because it's affected such a large area. I mean, that creek goes for, like they were saying, 10 miles. All the fish, all the animals that drink out of it. A guy this morning across the street found a dead fox in his yard. Their creek is right there behind his house. I mean, it's not just the fish. It's all the wildlife.
And why is that so concerning to you?
This is a small town. That's what we do. We hunt, we fish. It's a large part of our environment, our growing up, what we do.
Could you explain your sign for us?
Sorry. They have yet to talk to their people. They have not had a meeting with their people saying what's going on, taking accountability even to their employees. How does a large billion-dollar company not say anything to the employees about what's going on? How does that make any sense?
What do you make of the message that you've heard from the DEC relating to their findings? And also, Great Lakes did release a statement at least yesterday. I don't know if you saw that or not, but what's been the messaging that you've heard in your thoughts?
That all I've heard is that they were going to suspend operations for an amount of time, and then they were going to fix it. People, my stepdaughter works at the plant, and when this cheese factory came down from Cuba, the people that came with it from Cuba said this was going on up in Cuba all the time. So are they really going to stop doing what they're doing?
This was a pretty big factory that was put in here a few years back. I mean, what was the reception of Great Lakes Cheese coming here and putting themselves in Franklinville?
Everybody was happy. You know, it's going to be, it's, my lips are dry from this wind. It's going to bring more people around this area. You know, it's going to be for the taxes. Once they do start paying taxes, it'll be great. It would boost the area with the amount of people working here. It was hard getting a job here before.
Now, do you feel maybe a little sense of betrayal with the way that things are kind of going with the environmental way, the creek contaminated?
Definitely. What a letdown. That's all I got.
And just to wrap things up, what message do you hope this rally sends?
I hope it would send to them, to the CEOs and everybody else, they have to take accountability. Saying you're going to do something and doing it is two different things. I just really hope that they actually do clean it up and prevent it from happening again.
What brings you out here to protest and speak your mind about what's going on here at Great Lakes Plant and the contamination of the Ishua Creek?
I think all this was avoidable. They should have not allowed them to dump the waste products into the creek. They should have had them run it down 2 miles south and put it in the treatment plant in the village of Franklinville. This one had never happened. If other towns can run their sewage plant, their town water, or whatever, to another town 20 miles over, why couldn't have they done that with this plant? It's not the people's fault that work here. It's not the truck driver's fault in that. That just shouldn't have ever happened. It's avoidable.
Just in terms of just the messaging that you've heard from the DEC, the Great Lakes put out a statement yesterday. I mean, just your thoughts on what they found and kind of the actions that's going to be taken,
well,
at least right now.
At least right now, I mean, they're doing what they can be doing, but at the same time, what do you got? We're not getting any answers. What are you doing with the dead critters over there? Okay, there's lots of them. There's turtles. There's everything. You know, the birds are now coming and eating them. You know, so does that mean the birds are going to be dying too because they're eating the dead animals that are contaminated? That's an ecosystem.
Yeah. And I know that this plant was built, a lot of money put into this project years ago, and you know, from people that I've talked to already, it seemed like it was a good thing at first. But do you feel like because of this now you feel a sense of betrayal
from the company and everything like that?
I don't know if you'd say betrayal, very big disappointment. And they've only been running since this year. They just started. This is all, you know, it's been built for a while, but you know, you would think that they haven't even really taken, they haven't even said that, yes, they did it. I mean, they're all saying the DEC found this and that, but they haven't actually said, sorry, Franklinville, we killed your creek.
What is your message to them, and what are you hoping comes out of all of this?
Message to them is I hope they really take this as seriously as it is and make sure this never happens again.
I'm out here because I'm not okay with what's been happening to our creek. These people haven't even been in operation for a full year yet, and this is already what's happened. We've had a huge kill with all of our wildlife and the aquatic life of the creek, and now it's turning into mammals. There's mammals that are down there eating it because nothing's been done except monitoring, and they haven't really cleaned things up. So there's loads of carcasses everywhere that now the mammals are eating and getting sick and dying from. So I'm here because we need to unify and have our voice heard, and we're a small community, and it's not okay what's going on, and it's not okay that the DEC is just standing by and letting it happen, and that we have the DEC even allowing a permit to let them do any kind of waste release. It doesn't make sense to me. And then we're gonna let the perpetrators that made the problem clean up the problem. That never works.
What are you hearing from the company? Is anybody talking to you about what's going on?
No, I haven't heard anything from the company. And I also haven't heard anything from DEC. They've been kind of elusive with all of us. Whenever we call, we get the runaround and passed around from person to person and voicemail to voicemail. And then they'll try to call you back, but let it ring for half a second so that they have their paper trail that they did call you back, but nobody's doing anything. And I think even some of the reporters have had that problem this week too, with trying to get information and not getting anything. So we've been left in the dark. Whenever some sort of industrial thing happens, there's a lot of publicity and a lot of like information given to the community, but we've been left in the dark this entire time. So it's not okay. So that's why I'm here.
This is a massive plant that was put in and was said to be bringing jobs to the area, a lot of traffic around here. Does something like this leave you sort of almost betrayed in a way by the company, and just, you know, they're taking away an ecosystem in there, and unfortunately they're contaminating?
Absolutely. It's like, yeah, great, you brought us 500 jobs, but what else did you bring us? You just totally tainted our pristine creek that people utilize for fishing and food and recreation, and now we can't even go near it. Not to mention DEC put one measly sign up to let people not to go to it. We have a lot of people here that don't even have electricity, like our Amish community. How are they supposed to know to stay away from that water?
What are you hoping to hear from anyone at this point? I know the DEC and the company has been elusive. What are you hoping to hear?
I'm hoping to hear for like a plan, something that's going to happen. And then what are we doing for the future to make sure that this doesn't happen more? Because like I said, we've been in operation with this plant for less than a year, and this is what's already happened. What's going to happen months from now?
How was this discovered that they were dumping into the creek and wildlife was dying?
Honestly, I don't know exactly how it was discovered. I know that people did their own investigation, and then I know that shortly, a few days after the massive amounts of dead fish were found, that the DEC came out and pinpointed it to the Great Lakes Cheese Factory, but that's all I know.
It is amazing that, you know, communities out in this neck of the woods, obviously tight-knit, neighbors know neighbors, even if you're, you know, a couple miles away.
Absolutely.
You know, seeing this, at least this amount of people coming out to protest and to show support for each other. I mean, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I'm very happy to see this. And I know we're doing another protest at 4:30. So I expect even more people to show up, because the work people are going to be off of work and able to show up for us. And I think it's a great turnout that we have so far. And it's just getting started. We're not going to be quiet about this.
Karen, you're out here joining the protests after the contamination of Ishway Creek here. Just what brought you out here to join everyone?
I just want answers and accountability and honesty, and I'm surprised our legislator, any one from the state or the county, are here to explain what happened. There's rumors flying, and I want to find out what's true and what isn't. My son is an avid fisherman and fishes in this area, and he and his friends have witnessed the dead fish all over. The Edelweiss is a little tiny fish that support the bigger fish and the great blue herons. And what are they going to eat? And if they eat that, are they going to get sick? And are they going to die off? Are they going to have anything to eat? There just has started to be a nice, healthy population of the bald eagle. When I was growing up, they were almost extinct. They're around here. I kayak down Olean Creek and see them and wonder, you know, if they eat a contaminated fish, is it going to bother them, or are they going to even have fish to eat and then go away? So just want answers. And I want people to be held accountable that should be held accountable, and I don't want the taxpayers to have to pay for this. They shouldn't have to pay for this. They're going to pay dearly in years to come. It's going to take years for that creek to come back. And even because they stock it, and even if they stock it over and over and do more stockings, and they put the little ones in there, what are they going to eat? There's no little fish, tiny fish for them to eat. And, you know, so what's going to happen to our fishing? It's going to really hurt this area for a long time to come.
I know that you said that you were hoping to hear from legislators or any, I mean, what do you make of the lack of response? I mean, I've heard from others that, you know, Great Lakes, we got a statement from Great Lakes, we got statements from the DEC, but have they said anything to the public in general?
Not that I've heard, and I'm surprised nobody's here and nobody cares, and they're trying to seem like they're sweeping it under the rug, saying that it's no big deal, it's no big problem, and whatever, and did they build this purposely out in the middle of nowhere because the little country bumpkins aren't going to care if we dump or whatever? They already got so many tax breaks to be here, so the taxpayers shouldn't have to pay again to clean up this mess.
And just, I know that this was a huge project to bring it here, bring jobs here, but because of this, do you feel almost a sense of betrayal or disappointment in terms of just what's happened and the lack of response?
Definitely. It's almost like they are hiding something if they aren't saying anything. I mean, our leaders should have been putting demand on them to get some answers. And are they testing the creek? And I want to know what actually was in there, because nobody knows. And to kill, my son said there's dead snapping turtles. Snapping turtles are extremely rugged and tough and strong. And they said it was because of the oxygen levels. Well, they come up and breathe air. They don't use the oxygen so much. So what killed those turtles? You know, it had to be something really nasty to me if it's not just, you know, some rotten cheese or some bacteria or anything. It's got to be something really, really nasty.
I mean, I'm sorry, you're coming up from Allegheny, which is still a little bit ways down, but what do you make of just the support that, you know, the community members here, and, you know, I'm from around down this way. I know that people down in this neck of the woods here, doesn't matter if you're 5 miles away, doesn't matter if you're right next door, it's a pretty tight-knit community.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, there's a lot of people from Olean and Allegheny that work here, that drive out here and work here. And I know them, I support them, you know. And I think the fact that it is in a rural area, it draws people, you know, there's workers from Olean, there's workers from Franklinville, from Cuba area, from even probably Wellsville. So it's all just one big rural community. And we got to stick together because, you know, otherwise we're going to get trampled on.